The Principles of Scientific Management by Frederick Winslow Taylor. Why is it a business classic? This landmark book not only influenced positively many major manufacturing companies across the globe, but it also set grounds for the first business degree offered by Harvard University, back then around 1910. In the book, Taylor simply laid out the fundamentals of scientific management, followed by the principles. He confronted the problems, outlined their underlying reasons, and proposed simple solutions that proved profoundly effective. His well-written words speak to everyone interested in becoming a real manager, a better manager, and truly a scientific manager. Fundamentals of Scientific Management: Timeless Ethical Foundations. Win-win thinking. Where both the company and its employees mutually benefit to the max is set as the main object of scientific management. This maximum benefit is attainable by achieving excellence in two main areas. First are the management practices, and second is the development of employee skills. Workers should be treated fairly, as well as the company. If there is a worker whose production quality or quantity is superior to his peers, then he should be compensated accordingly. Being fair here does not mean compensating everyone at one level equally. Rather, it means that rewards should rise or decrease in value in order to meet the actual output of each individual. Work should be evaluated on the basis of speed and quality, as they go hand in hand when it comes to good craftsmanship. The habit of deliberate underworking. There are three main reasons behind the habit of deliberate underworking. First, the innate belief that increased production, whether dependent on man or machine, would eventually lead to downsizing due to increased efficiency. Second is the protection of the personal interests of the worker, such as having less workloads or more time off. Third are the many blanket rules of thumb that exist, where, for example, it's stated that a certain worker has only to achieve a certain daily result, regardless of new working conditions or inputs. If productivity is to be enhanced, wages have to be improved too. They have to be fair and acceptable. Productivity and wages both go together when it comes to the win-win philosophy of management. Thus, scientific management always focuses its attention equally on the benefits of all parties involved. Smart solutions to common problems. To solve this problem once and for all and enjoy higher productivity, managers should carry a motion and time study. In this observational study, the manager would collect data by watching the worker while he is performing a specific task. For example, if a secretary types a one-page letter, faxes it, and files it afterwards, those actions should be noted down on paper, marked with the duration each task took. After such observation, the manager would try to determine the shortest and most direct acts that achieve the desired result within the least possible time, which means he would define efficiency on a practical level. Then he would train his employees on those best practices until they become second nature. Focus should be extended also to work tools provided, as well as the work atmosphere. Anything that is known to influence productivity should be examined. The Principles of Scientific Management, Scientific Management, and Ordinary Management. Ordinary management, at best, believes that specialized knowledge belongs to the worker. For example, an ordinary manager heading a manufacturing floor, with welding activities as the main theme, would not have welding experience or know-how. Such a manager would be limited when managing the team of welders working under his supervision. They would be the ones to dictate how much is done, how it's done, and when. On the other hand, scientific management, being focused on task management, would have a manager break down each and every action carried out by a welder. The manager, although not versed in welding, would have deep knowledge in undertakings of practical welding. He would know how many steps are required for each part of the work, how much time does it take, and whether or not the steps can be reproduced or changed, and if the time consumed can be lessened. This makes the manager truly capable of directing the workforce to the finest detail, so he would be in reality the one in charge. Thus, scientific management proves to be the best method as the initiative lies in proper hands. Give and take. For a manager to have such a strong hold of the initiative, and for the workers to follow, he must reward them bountifully, with good pay and rewards. They have to receive a decent reward for their above-average productivity. Such a setup would help the manager influence and direct them with ease. Scientific management dictates that motivation should be external, in the form of a higher compensation for better productivity, and a lower one for bad productivity. Such a system is clear and straightforward, and can be maintained free of personal bias or subjectivity. Steps of scientific management. To practice scientific management, managers would have to carry out a set of four steps. First, they would develop a clear science for the work being done by motion and time studies, and then improve upon it to reach maximum possible efficiency. Second, workers should be trained on efficient methods of work by their managers. Third, strong cooperation and monitoring approaches should be put in place to ensure the scientific methods of production are properly followed. Fourth, managers should truly handle the burden of the responsibility, namely the responsibility of productivity and final results. The task idea is central to the whole method of scientific management. Every worker should have his own work planned in advance, to the finest detail. Instructions should be prepared ahead and provided in writing to the worker. He should know how much output is expected from him, how would he achieve it, and when should it be delivered. Answers to his question have to be to the point. Proper training should be provided to the worker prior to the assignment of tasks. In such a method, bonus payments would be awarded to those consistently achieving their quotas, as well as those exceeding them. Deeds speak louder than words, and in a practical world, money speaks so loud that all fades in the background. That being said, sound and thoughtful treatment indeed would augment favorable financial treatment. Fair is fair. Achieving a fair day's work is a paramount goal of the manager, day in and day out. Fair indicates that it's the maximum possible output achievable by the worker, in return for the best possible compensation available in the market. Those who follow would be happily rewarded, and those who fail to meet the standards would have to suffer from pay cuts and eventually a discharge if they don't improve. Covert means and hidden wars by workers against management are common everywhere. Whenever management tries to seize the initiative, dictate productivity levels, enact changes, and increase the workload, workers try to resist. Taking decisions to fire workers who don't want to improve or not capable of doing so should be a normal part of business procedures. When making the shift to methods of scientific management, it is advised to go slow. Fast-paced change might look good at the beginning, yet eventually people get overwhelmed and lose interest altogether. Strong monitoring practices all day long, and up to the finest detail, are of utmost importance to the success of scientific management. No detail should be left out. Being fair is part of being alert. When workers work as a team, for example, workload should be either equally divided or high achievers should be openly praised and rewarded extra. The foundations and principles offered by this book, over 100 years ago, still are profound in their effect on societies, businesses, and humans today. They represent all that is capitalism, yet with an ethical touch. Seeking profit can be done, scientifically and straightforwardly. If true professional managers do their part, initiative is the key here. As with everything related to human nature, going slow helps a lot.